You know, one piece of wisdom that some of the great spiritual fathers and mothers who have been on this journey of faith have shared with us is that the only way you can live your life is by going steps forward. But the only way you really understand your life is when you look back on it. And that's often the case because a lot of times as we are going forward, we're taking maybe one step here and one step there. And it feels in a lot of ways sometimes like we're in a fog and we don't know if we're doing the right thing or going the right way or, you know. Sometimes we're left saying, I have no idea whether I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing or not. One of the difficulties is that when we read passages from Scripture, they sort of have everything wrapped up very neatly. I mean, we hear in this story from the book of Genesis about Abraham, who was a very successful person, God comes and says, now, Abraham, you've lived here in this place for a long time. You've been a very successful person. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to get up from here. I want you to leave everything you've ever known and leave all the security that you've kind of built up and depended upon in your life. I want you to go to another place where you've never been, and to go be among people that you've never been around before. And oh, by the way, I will make of you a great nation when you do that. And then the next line in Scripture is, and Abraham got up and he went as the Lord directed. Now, you know, when you think about that, you say, I don't think it happens that way in our life. You know, oftentimes we are faced with challenges and we say, I have no idea what's going on here. Or we're faced with something and we say, I don't want to have to deal with that. Or we're invited to maybe go in a new place in our journey and we say, well, I don't know what's in it for me. What's going to happen? We sort of get an indication that perhaps everything is not just simple and neat and clean when we listen to that section from the letter to Timothy when it says, bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. Sometimes, you know, trying to walk the journey of faith takes a lot of courage. You know, sometimes we say things like, there's something to be said for being young and ignorant. Because you just don't know any better. Or other times when people have gone through their life and they look back and they say, you know, if I knew then what I know now, I don't think I would have ever done this. Or sometimes people say, We were too ignorant to be scared. We didn't know enough that we were supposed to be scared. And you look back and say, I don't know how we did that. I don't know how we did that. I think in a lot of ways, when you're young and innocent, I mean, you tap into perhaps energy that you didn't know you had. I remember, 30, about 35 years ago, when I was named a pastor for the first time, you know, I was all excited about being a pastor and thinking, you know, now I can start being, you know, the kind of priest that I want to be. And, you know, and literally, I think I was just so naive, I think ignorant would be another word, that I just didn't know in a lot of ways what I was getting into. Should have known something, because, you know, they had an open listing even back then, and nobody wanted to go to this parish. And the first Sunday that I was there, some people that I knew, they came up and they said, "We're so happy you're here." They didn't make you come here, did they? This place that had some real trauma, and there were some issues over finances and money, and they created a system of not trust or between the pastor and the parish. And I think maybe in about the first week or so, I got a check for $13,000. Yeah, that 34 years ago, that was pretty big. Our collection was, that would have been about 7 collections for us, you know. And so I went and told some people, I said, you know, we got this check for $13,000 that somebody gave to the parish for us to use. And I remember the people looked at me and they said, "We don't believe you. We don't believe you. That's it. You're making that up. The other pastor made stuff like that up all the time." And I remember I made a copy of it. I kept a copy of it. I said, "See, here it is." You know, I should have known that something was amiss, because there was a little trauma in the school, and one day the school faculty, without the principal, came to see me, and they said, "If you don't get rid of this principal, we are all quitting." And I said, "Oh, what else is going to happen on Tuesday of this week?" You know, but literally, you know, I look at that kind of stuff now and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know. But really, you know, you look back and you say, well, how did you do that? And I say, well, I was too dumb to know any different, you know. I just did it because that was the next thing you did, you know. I think in a lot of ways, that's almost a description of our journey. And I suspect it would be even the journey of Abraham. You know, can you imagine going back and telling Sarah, "Hey, Sarah, we're packing up, we're leaving." And even if she agreed, which she probably didn't initially, went down the road and went to some forsaken land, and you could just see Sarah being, she's got to rake old Abraham over the coals. "What have you done? And where have you brought us? And what's the meaning of all of this?" And then you just, sometimes you're in the middle of something and you say, I got to deal with it because I'm right in the middle of it. If I was smarter, I probably would have never been here, but I'm here now. So now I got to deal with this. And that's part of the journey of faith too. One of the things that in the Old Testament, Yahweh was always saying to the people, and in the New Testament, again and again and again, to all these people, now don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. That happens in the gospel today. You know, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John and tries to tell them and explain to them a little bit about what this journey of faith is going to be about. And in one sense, they get it, but they're overwhelmed with it. And Jesus ends up saying, now, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I'm going to be with you. And that's the promise that's with us always. You know, God said to Abraham, I will make of you a great nation, and your descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky. If you think about that, Abraham is the common ancestor for all of us in the Christian tradition, people in the Jewish tradition, and people in the Muslim tradition. We all go back to Abraham as an ancestor of faith. I will make of your descendants numerous. You know? God says those things. Paul tried to say that to us when he said the letter to the Ephesians, we give thanks to God whose power now at work in your lives can do far more than you can ask or even imagine. See, I think those are the things that we hold on to when we find ourselves, on the other hand, saying, what in the world have I gotten into? And what am I going to do here? That God continues to walk with us and continues to be our strength and our courage in life. Now I invite you to stand and let's pray together.